With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Mounting a forceful defense of free speech, Vice President Vance representing the United States at the Global AI Summit in Paris. Vance says the Trump administration will ensure that AI systems developed in America are free from ideological bias, and he vows the U.S. will never restrict Americans' free speech rights. President Trump once again giving Hamas an ultimatum.
The president said that the Israel-Hamas ceasefire agreement should be canceled if Hamas doesn't release all remaining hostages by this weekend.
Saturday at 12 o'clock, and after that, I would say all hell is going to break out.
The president said he was speaking for himself and that such a decision would be up to Israel. But he warned the terrorist group, saying Hamas will find out what I mean. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Found amid a Hezbollah weapons stockpile seized by Israel, humanitarian aid packages from USAID. That's according to the New York Post. Also at SRNNews.com, Tulsi Gabbard one step closer to winning the job of National Intelligence Director, with her nomination on its way to the full Senate for a final vote.
Gabbard has been one of the president's most controversial nominees, but Monday's vote shows she gained enough Republican support to guarantee success when the Senate holds its final confirmation vote later this week. Gabbard had to overcome criticism for past comments in support of Edward Snowden, who leaked classified information, and comments critics say echo Russia's justification for the war in Ukraine. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Mid-Atlantic region, including Washington and Baltimore, bracing for another winter storm, expected to arrive today, bringing a lot of snow and ice. A lot of schools are dismissing early or are closed altogether. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 98 points. This is SRN News. Montana lawmakers reject assisted suicide.
The state Senate has voted to remove all legal protections for doctors who help people take their own life. Assisted suicide is not exactly legal in Montana, but it's not wholly illegal either, with doctors currently able to claim patient consent in court if they're ever sued. The legislation approved by the state Senate would end that. It now goes to the Montana House. Pro-life advocates say assisted suicide preys on the disabled, mentally ill, and elderly. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has told the Supreme Court that the federal government no longer backs transgender minors and their families in Tennessee, or challenging a state ban on puberty-blocking drugs. The court's conservatives in December had already seemed likely to uphold the state ban on puberty blockers and hormone treatments. A formal notification of the change, the latest in a flurry of actions by the new administration aimed at ending President Biden's promotion of transgenderism. This is SRN News. Bragg is back.
En route to Germany on Monday, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth signed a memorandum returning the original name of Fort Bragg to the military base in North Carolina. The renaming of Fort Bragg to Fort Liberty began amid the George Floyd protest in 2020. Congress established a commission to rename the bases named after Confederate figures, and the Biden Pentagon made the official name change from Fort Bragg to Fort Liberty in June of 2023. The name reversal now honors Army Private First Class Roland L. Bragg, a World War II veteran awarded the Silver Star. Instead of General Braxton Bragg, for whom the base was originally named. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
One person killed, others injured. The collision of two private jets on the ground at the Scottsdale, Arizona airport. Of the injured, two were taken to trauma centers and one is hospitalized in stable condition. The accident coming in the wake of three major U.S. aviation disasters in the past couple of weeks. More details at SRNNews.com.